From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. A California judge has put on hold a new state law that could delay a recall election of Democratic Senator Josh Newman. Ben Bradford reports from Sacramento.
The judge's stay puts Fullerton Senator Josh Newman back on track to face a recall election in November, at least as the court considers the suit. Newman's upset win last year gave Democrats a supermajority in the state Senate. Republicans began collecting signatures for a recall after he voted for an increase to the gas tax. In June, Democrats passed this law, which creates a new waiting period and cost calculation before a recall can occur. The Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association says it could cause up to a year delay before the election is held. The association also argues the legislature improperly passed the changes by packaging them with other unrelated measures, including money for veteran cemeteries. The stay alludes to that argument. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.
California is launching a new lawsuit against the Trump administration in an ongoing dispute over sanctuary cities and immigration enforcement. Monday's court filing challenges new limits placed on federal crime-fighting grants. The Department of Justice said last month it would only provide grants if cities, counties, and states work with federal immigration agents. State Attorney General Javier Becerra says it's not the job of local police.
We're in the public safety business. We're not in the deportation business.
The lawsuit argues that federal statutes that require local cooperation represent an unconstitutional overreach. California and local agencies receive about $28 million annually for law enforcement programs from the federal Burn Justice Assistance Grants. California becomes the first state to sue the Trump administration over sanctuary city policies. San Francisco, Santa Clara County, and Richmond also have an ongoing lawsuit challenging the president's executive order that cracks down on sanctuary cities. Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.